The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents. The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matthew Heller, Ben McClure, Melissa Dunscombe, and Dwight Schuster.
Special guest narrator, Jackie Graziano.
Episode 28.
When we last saw our heroes, Captain Strong and the others were facing off with the biggest, meanest, ape-like creature they had ever seen.
Yep, big, mean, and ape-like. That's our boy, all right.
I think we've hurt it.
Not badly enough. Look, it's still coming at us.
We are never going to beat it by brute force. We need a plan.
My plan is still working, even though you've captured me. That creature is going to destroy you all.
Someone shut him up.
No time, Admiral. Attack!
Meanwhile, by the harbor, Randy and Prancer were facing their own troubles in the form of an interloper walking the deck of their ship.
Ah! What a stroke of luck finding the Percy Aquaveldon unattended like this! Now I can make my getaway from the Central Sea headquarters!
This is extremely irritating! Who would have thought that that creepy, scurvy guy would show up again at this stage in the game and steal our ship? What do we do about this, Prince Gordon? Huh? What the? Where'd he go?
Hey, he was just here. What happened? I only turned my back for a second. Ah, dang, Nabbit, I'm going to be in so much trouble. Hey, speaking of which, where's Greta? Wasn't she supposed to meet us here?
Yeah, that's right. But I don't see her anywhere unless... Oh, no! You don't think... I mean, it's not possible that... That she's already... Already!
Meanwhile, hiding in the galley of the Percy Aquavelvet...
Oh, what am I doing? How did I get myself into this? How am I going to stop this devilish scoundrel Scurvy all by myself?
Meanwhile, back in the battle with the huge, aggressive ape-like creature...
Your men are down for the count, Commander. We four are the only ones left, and that creature's still going strong.
I can see that, Stickle Brain. Listen, maybe if we could lure it down that alleyway, its movements would be limited, and we could attack it from behind.
Good strategy, Commander. But how do you plan to pull it off?
Only one way. Human bait!
Roxanne, wait! Blast! Impetuous woman! Come on, everyone! The creature's giving chase! We've got to follow! Attack from behind!
Ha! Oh, they've left me all alone, and I finally got these ropes untied! Conrad Lavender will have yet his revenge yet!
Meanwhile, aboard the Percy Aquavelvet...
Those cowardly havarts know better than to follow me here when I've kind of pointed at them! Now I can get this ship moving! I've never stole one this big before! Oh! What's that? Come out now! How did you get on board?
I was offered to hear when you came on. I was just checking things and...
Well, you can get lost right now, you old bot! I'm taking the ship back for my very own, and you can kindly see yourself to the railing.
Oh, let's not be hasty, Mr. Scurvy. I could be very useful to you. After all, I'm an experienced chambermaid and also a skilled baker.
Quiet! Hey! What do you got in your hand?
Just a rolling pin. I was just baking some bread. It's a good pin. It's very handy for flattening...
Get out of here now! This is your last warning.
And also good for flattening your head! Ha! There, that takes care of you, Mr. So-called Scurvy. What the?
It's just us, Greta. We saw it all from the dock. That was incredible. How'd you learn to do that? Hey, you dented my rolling pin!
It was easy, once I asked myself what Sticklebrain would do. Plus, all I've learned from my dear Princess Amanda. But Sticklebrain was my true inspiration. I hope he is faring as well in his battle.
And at that moment, in that battle...
Well, not faring well here. In spite of the creature's bulk, its reflexes are still ape-like, so we aren't doing much damage, even from behind.
It's gotta be worse for Commander Hart. It's still advancing on her, and I can't see if she's all right. If only I could get close enough to hit that thing on the head.
On the other side of the creature...
Uh-oh, dead end. And that thing is right on my tail. So much damage. There's a big hole in the roof, but no way for me to reach it. All right, then. Time to turn and fight. So tired. Looks like this is it.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Ambler, where'd you come from?
This hole. Let me just... jump down. Injuries overcoming me. Just enough strength left to... play one last card. Gazuba! Gazuba!
What?
Gazuba!
What is this crazy dance Eva. You're doing.
To the creature, it makes me look like a bigger creature. Should slow it down a bit. Oh! All right, I'm making my move.
Careful, Stickle Brain.
My middle name, sir.
Stickle Brain!
The creature's turning on us strong.
Get back, Admiral. This is our last chance.
An opening. Gotta take it.
Now!
Jumping the creature at the same time as me. Hey, Captain. Normally, I'd say you were grandstanding, but in this case...
You'll take all the help you can get. Yes, I know how you feel. Okay, sword ready? All right, let's put this thing down.
They did it! It's dying, but still thrashing about. Coming this way!
Look out, Admiral. I think my leg is broken, but maybe I can still shield you.
No use, Strong. It'll tear through us both.
Ha! My revenge is complete.
Lavender.
Yes, I wasn't too late. I get to witness the dying moments of my two most hated enemies. Revenge has never been sweeter.
What? What?
You distracted the creature. Lavender, it's going for you. Look out.
No, no, wait, no.
It's down. The creature's dead, and Lavender, he's dying too.
Dying? Ironic, isn't it, that in death, not only has he failed to destroy us, but he actually saved our lives.
Yes, Captain. The irony is suffocating.
Someone help me with Ambler. He's hurt bad, but I think he'll make it.
Thank goodness. But what about Sticklebrain? Sticklebrain! Oh, no, he's...
in extreme pain, sir. I'm sorry. I'm fine. It's just charging the creature. I stubbed my toe real bad.
Ah, I see. Well, I'm glad to hear it, Sticklebrain. But why in the world were you only wearing one shoe?
Trust me, Captain. It's too stupid to tell.
Well, fortunately for us all, the medical care facilities here at the Central Sea headquarters are second to none.
That they are, Captain, though perhaps you won't have any need of them.
What are you saying, Admiral?
Just that it's been a very hectic day, Captain. Who's to say that you didn't just slip out of here during the whole brouhaha? That is, if you can handle your own medical needs.
I think so, Admiral. We've still got Prancer, after all. As a native Floridlandian, he's acquainted with healing techniques almost entirely unknown outside his homeland. But, if I can ask, why the change of heart?
Maybe because I saw you fight with courage and valor, Captain. And maybe because I saw a bit too much of myself when I looked at Mr. Lavender. Just one thing, though. If you are right, if King Gyuva or anyone else is somehow responsible for my nephew's death, then bring them to justice, Captain Strong.
You can count on it, sir.
If you're going, then you'd better go quickly, Captain. You're a wanted man, and I don't know if everyone will be so lenient.
Are you saying that you have objections, Commander Hart?
What? No, sir, not really. Just a small regret that I won't have the opportunity to get to know Mr. Ambler a little better than I do.
Roxanne, I do believe he'd be pleased to hear you say that.
And soon, with a reduced but determined crew, the Percy Aquavelvet was underway, with the captain and Gordon Ambler set up in a makeshift ward.
I thought I'd keep you two in the same room, so I could keep a better eye on you. Don't worry about a thing. I'm making it my personal responsibility to see that you both have a soothing environment in which to recover.
Randy, I can't even begin to describe what that means to me.
Yeah, Randy, thanks. Hey, Prancer. What was our final crew count?
22 hands in all. That's all we could get. The rest went off on their own way. Some back to Jathril, some to other places. Mr. Dextro among them. That's too bad. Still, I'm optimistic enough to believe that with a crew of 22, we can change the world.
Ah, 23, Captain! Don't forget about Rusty!
Ah, yes, that's right. Come on, Rusty. Come on, up here. Yeah, there you go. Ow, ow, ow. Calls in, Rusty. Falls in.
Captain? Can we speak with you?
Of course, Sticklebrain. Come in. You too, Greta. What's on your mind?
Well, Greta and I... well, we have a little announcement to make. As you know, we've been becoming better and better friends lately, and, well, after recent events, we feel we're ready to bring our relationship to the next level.
By the muses of Colandersburg, Sticklebrain, what are you saying?
Something wonderful, Randy. In a very little time, I shall become... Mrs. Greta Sticklebrain!
Join us again for further forays onto the open oceans and into the human heart as Captain Strong and his crew continue their quest for love and justice in ongoing episodes of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
Na, 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 hey, Jude.